Emily, you can start working your way this way. Introduce you to Emily Burns, who will be sharing the message with us this morning. I hope you are blessed by it. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together, for an opportunity to hear a word from you on this second week of Easter as we continue to live into the resurrection that we experience on Easter morning. And so, Lord, be with Emily. Give her peace and confidence as she shares message with us today. Open our hearts and minds to what she might have to say to us through, and what you have to say through her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello? Okay. So the scripture comes from Jeremiah 31, verse 1 through 6. It says, "At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all families of Israel, and they will be my people. This is what the Lord says. The people who survive the sword will favor in the wilderness. I will come to give rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up again, and you, virgin Israel, will be rebuilt. Again, you will take up your timbrels and go out to dance with the joyful. Again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, 'Come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord of our God.'" Okay. Hello. My name is Emily Burns, and I'm a senior at Anderson. I'm going to the University of Arkansas to study broadcast journalism. Woo pig. I'm very happy to be here this morning. The sun hasn't rose recently, but watching the sunrise reminds us of something simple but powerful. No matter how long the night feels, the sun will always rise again. The image of darkness turning into light is a big part of our faith. It's a reminder that hope is always possible, even after the hardest nights of our lives. The scripture we read this morning from Jeremiah was written to people who were experiencing one of the darkest times in their history. The people of Israel had been through war, destruction, and exile. They had lost their homes, their sense of security, and probably their hope for the future. Many of them probably wondered where God was in the middle of all of that. But in the middle of that darkness, God speaks these words to them. "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." And then God makes a promise. He says that they will be rebuilt, that they will celebrate again, that they will plant vineyards and enjoy their fruit, that joy will return. In other words, God tells them that their story isn't over. When I read this passage, it reminds me that hope is something we all need, especially when life doesn't go the way we expect it to. I think some people here have already heard this story before, but when I was 12 years old, my mom passed away from cancer. Obviously, this wasn't meant to happen, and it flipped my world upside down, especially because her cancer was... basically, she got told she was going to live. Middle school is already a horrible time for everybody's lives, but add COVID on top of that as well, and your mom dying. When something that detrimental happens, it's really hard to understand. I still find myself asking the questions of why. A lot of the time, I don't really have the words to explain what I'm feeling, because it's hard to imagine unless it's happened to you. My mom was my best friend and my biggest role model. She still is. Looking back at that time in my life, it's hard to remember everything. Most of the time, I didn't really know where God was in my life. People were saying that my mom's death was God's plan. What does that even mean? I think sometimes when we go through hard things, we expect God to immediately fix everything or take the pain away. But often that's not how that works. Instead, God meets us in the middle of these difficult seasons, just like in the scripture. God met the people of Israel in the wilderness, not after their struggles were over, but right in the middle of them. For me, when God started working in my life, it was because of my friend Kirsten. I don't think I would be here if she didn't start telling me I should go to youth group like every week in eighth grade. I was weary because trying new things is scary, and also at that time I wasn't that religious. And I also didn't know anyone here except for her and my friend Jordan, who was in my science class at the time. Looking back at it, it was just a simple invitation in a time in my life where I needed community and a little routine. But this small moment in my life opened me up to a world of opportunities. Through this church, I started experiencing something that I think we all need, community. I met people who cared about each other, who supported each other, and who were trying to live out their faith in real ways. Because of this, I've been able to travel across the state of Texas, participating in mission trips and helping those who are in need. Also getting the opportunity to be a YAB. YAB is the Youth Advisory Board, and basically I'm going down to these camps and like being a leader. So I was a YAB in San Marcos last year, which was really fun, and I'm being a YAB again this year, but I don't know where I'm going yet. It also allowed me to meet a lot of diverse and interesting people who have given me a lot of friendships. However, these camps aren't just about making new friends. It's about serving others, working together, and seeing what faith looks like in action. At those camps, I saw people giving their time and their energy to help others without bias and without a second thought. I saw people living out what it means to be your neighbor. And through those experiences, I began to feel closer to God. My faith didn't suddenly appear overnight, and life didn't suddenly become perfect. It's still not. But little by little, God started rebuilding something in my life. That reminds me of another part of our scripture this morning. God says to his people, "I will build you up again." I really like this phrase because it reminds us that healing and growth often happen step by step. God rebuilds us over time. Sometimes he does it through friendships, sometimes through moments of service, sometimes through communities that welcome us and remind us that we are not alone. For the people of Israel, God used images like planting vineyards, dancing again, and celebrating together. These are pictures of life returning after loss. They're reminders that joy can grow again, even after seasons of grief. When I look at my life in this moment and the future ahead of me, I'm filled with hope and excitement. I see hope in places that I didn't always expect, especially if I was still the girl that had just lost her mom in 2020. I see hope in the friendships that have supported me. I see hope in the church community that welcomed me. And I see hope in the experiences that helped me grow closer to God. Something I've learned about hope is hope doesn't mean that the past didn't hurt. Losing my mom will always be part of my story. That loss didn't just disappear, but hope means that God continues working in our lives even after those painful moments. Hope means that our story keeps going. God keeps rebuilding. God keeps guiding us forward, and that hope is important because it's very hard to keep going when we feel like there's nothing ahead of us. Hope gives us the strength to persevere. It reminds us that what we're experiencing right now isn't the end of our story. That's exactly what God was telling the people in Jeremiah. Even though they were in one of the darkest moments of their history, God promised them restoration. He promised them that joy would return, and he promised that they would once again gather and celebrate together. I think that message still speaks to us now. There may be people here this morning who are going through their own difficult seasons. Maybe someone is grieving a loss. Maybe someone is struggling with uncertainty about the future. And maybe someone feels like they're in their own wilderness right now. If that's you, I want you to hear the words that God spoke in Jeremiah. "I have loved you with an everlasting love." That love doesn't just disappear when life gets hard. It doesn't fade when we feel struggle or feel lost. God's love stays with us through every season. And sometimes, just like in my story, God brings hope through the people around it. Through the friend who invites you somewhere, through the community that welcomes you, and through the people who serve others and show what faith looks like in action. We can be a part of that hope for someone else too. A simple invitation, a kind word, or willingness to serve can help someone discover the same hope that changed our lives. As we stand here this morning in this church, I think it's a perfect reminder of what hope looks like. The night may feel long, but eventually the light returns. The people in Jeremiah were promised that their lives would be rebuilt, that joy would come back, that they would once again gather and celebrate together. And today we are reminded of that same promise. No matter what darkness we walk through, God's love is everlasting. God's continues to rebuild and God continues to bring new beginnings. And just like the sunrise we saw a few hours ago, we're watching this morning. Hope is always rising. Amen.